Okay, I'd like to call the finance meeting to order. It is about, what time is it actually? It's 9:15, 9:14 now. Would you all stand and join me for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so welcome to the regularly scheduled Finance and Administration Operations Committee meeting for October 15th, 2015. Just a reminder for those in attendance that the meeting is open to the public and it is being videotaped and broadcast on the cameras in the room. So, Christy, would you please call the roll?
Director Brooks?
Here.
Director Dotson?
Here.
Director Gomez? Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Director Sauer?
Present.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any public comment this morning? We do. We have one. Barry Burton from Lake County would like to speak on Route 53.
Well, good morning, and thank you for allowing me to speak briefly on Route 53. Again, my name is Barry Burton, the County Administrator for Lake County. First, I'd like to thank you. The TOA has been showed leadership on Route 53 for the past 4 years. It began with the formation of the BRAC and continued with the creation of a Finance Committee and a Land Use Committee. Unfortunately, doing nothing in Lake County for transportation is not an option. We have to come to a reasonable solution. That's the reason that CMAP ranked Route 53 as the number one congestion mitigation project in the entire region. The environmental standards outlined in the BRAC will truly make this project a national model. I'm here to update you on the progress thus far. As you're aware, the consensus achieved in the BRAC required two things. It required a financing plan and a land use plan. Chairman Lawler presented to you the finance plan several months ago. That now we have the land use plan that is out for public comment right now. There was an open house hosted last night. There'll be another one tonight, and that plan will be concluded here shortly. You've also heard the significant economic benefits derived from Route 53 through Lake County partners. You've also received a letter from 40 mayors representing 80% of Lake County's population asking that an EIS be completed. A number of people have come and they've raised questions regarding Route 53. Most of the questions that have come can only be derived through completing the environmental impact statement. They go to issues of alignment and they go to environmental impacts. These details will be part of the analysis conducted with the EIS. I would also like to add that the project of this complexity will always raise concerns. It's for this reason Chairman Lawler asked that as part of the EIS we have a very robust public participation process. The EIS does look at alternatives and it brings all the issues and details, a data-driven decision, to the forefront, and those should be debated publicly in a very open process. Traffic in Lake County is horrendous and getting worse. I'm here to urge you to advance Route 53 to complete the EIS so we can address traffic congestion and enhance economic development in an environmentally responsible way in Lake County. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Were there any other members of the public who filled out a card that we don't have? No? Okay, seeing none, we're going to close public comment. Under the Chair's items, we have the approval of the minutes of both the regular Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting and the executive session held on September 14th, 2015. May I have a motion to approve? Okay, motion via knocking by Gomez.
Second.
There is a second verbally by Dotson. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have voted aye as well. Or did you need a roll call? Okay. Having no further items, I'll turn the floor over to our executive director.
Thank you very much, Director Sauer. I'm pleased to have Mike Kelch, our Chief of Finance, with us this morning to provide an overview of the 2016 tentative budget. Just some quick commentary before Mike takes the podium. The Tollway's 2016 budget represents our commitment of the chairman, the board, and the staff to continue to look critically at how we invest our customers' money. We are proposing to hold the line on agency spending and will maintain employee headcount in 2016, even as we begin to maintain and support a larger system with the addition of the new Illinois Route 390 Tollway and improvements on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway, otherwise known as 390 and I-90. The 2016 tentative budget allocates 75% of our revenue to support infrastructure. In addition, our baseline operating costs will increase slightly, 3.6%, consistent with the long-term financial planning outlined in the Move Illinois program when it was adopted. This is a responsible pet spending plan that covers annual maintenance and operations, as well as the $1.4 billion in capital spending for the fifth year of Move Illinois. Mike and his deputy chief, Kathy Williams, will give you all the details in a minute, but it's important to point out a few things about the 2016 budget that will allow us to move forward with Move Illinois projects, including the completion of roadway rebuilding and widening on the east end of the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway, opening the first segment of the new all-electronic Illinois Route 390 Tollway as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project, connecting the new road to O'Hare Airport, and system-wide roadway interchange and bridge work to keep our existing system in good repair. Thank you in advance to Mike and his team. I can tell you there's a lot of hard work and effort that went into this budget, and Mike and his team were up to the task, and here with the details is Mike Kelch. Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning is our first formal look at 2016 with respect to the budget. With respect to the process, maybe I owe you a little bit of an explanation. Under the terms of the Toll Highway Act and the trust indenture, which is our covenant or our contract with bondholders, the tollway is required to consider a tentative budget, we refer to a tentative as opposed to preliminary, in October, and seek approval of that tentative budget at the October board meeting, with the goal of implementing a final budget by the end of January of 2000, by the end of the January of the next year. Now, typically, our goal is to have that approved before the start of the new budget year, which would be the calendar year beginning January 1. So, with respect to the budget schedule itself, here we are today. Our hope would be today to get the Finance Committee approval to bring this to the full board. In November, we would entertain public comment. Right now, we're at least on a preliminary basis, we're looking at, I think, three public hearings scheduled somewhere between the 9th of November and the 19th of November, with the final one occurring here in CA, and the other two to be located, I think, on the south and north parts of our systems. That public comment will be provided to the board, so the board will have an opportunity to consider that before its final action taken in December. And we'll have an opportunity then to incorporate any changes that may arise out of that public review, that public comment, and of course input from the board itself. So action in October provides for a tentative budget to be approved. The final action or the final approval of the budget really occurs in December, as you can see from the slide. With respect to the highlights, revenues continue to meet or exceed projections that we had at the start of the year. You'll see as we go through the presentation that CDM Smith, our traffic engineer, has analyzed traffic and revenue to date and is actually going to make some favorable adjustments to 2015 as well as some positive projections in 2016. The maintenance and operations budget, which is the first priority under this statutory scheme of where revenue should be allocated. You've got to operate the system to collect the tolls and pay the bondholders and build and repair the infrastructure. So the first priority in terms of the flow of funds is maintenance and operations. You'll see a modest increase in this budget, about 3.6% increase over last year, even with the opening of the new Illinois Route 390, that first leg of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access. And the capital program continues to be kind of in full gear. About $1.4 billion of capital investments will be made through the two programs, primarily Move Illinois, but also finishing up the congestion relief program. So with respect to revenue, you can see that the 2015 budget provided total revenue of $1,170,000,000. CDM Smith's review of the revenue to date is suggesting we make a $48 million positive adjustment to revenue in 2015, raising the total to $1,218,000,000 estimated for 2015. For 2016, they're projecting an increase in toll revenue because of a second year of a phase-in of a commercial vehicle rate increase that was approved back in 2008, as well as continued traffic growth of about 3.3%, transaction growth of 3.3% in 2016. So that's about a 6.7% increase in revenue in 2016, reflecting those two factors, traffic growth as well as a small increase on commercial vehicles in 2016. So you can see 99% of the revenue that the tollway takes in is from toll revenue and recovery of unpaid tolls, which we call evasion recovery. As mentioned earlier, more than 75% of the revenue that the tollway collects is allocated to support infrastructure. $399 million is allocated for debt service next year, which of course finances or services debt that was previously issued to either build or maintain roadways, and $579 million after paying operations and debt service, there's $579 million that will be available to help fund that $1.4 billion capital investment in 2016. And we put this in the order of priority that occurs in the statute or in the trust indenture in terms of how revenue is allocated. Uh-oh. That's not a good thing to say at a budget. With maintenance and operations, I mentioned 3.6% increase. The increases are really to a large part, non-discretionary. There's healthcare, rising healthcare costs and retirement contributions. The retirement contributions, of course, provided for in state statute. Increase in credit card company fees, credit card fees, I should say, associated with higher toll revenue. It's not a rate increase. It's simply we're going to collect more revenue, therefore more people will pay with credit card, therefore a larger amount of fees. Increase in equipment maintenance for toll collection equipment and new back office software. We are expecting to go live with a new back office system next year, as well as there will be transition between the old system to the new system, so our projection is that we will require some additional funding for maintenance for those systems. Utility costs, we actually under budgeted utility costs this year. We have, of course, the system is growing. We have additional locations on our system because of some of the reconstruction. And so we are increasing the budget for utility by about $1.4 million in 2016. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, expect to open Illinois Route 390 as a toll road in 2016. So what do the numbers look like? Kind of went through the highlights on the last page, but you can see the biggest increases here. It's a total increase of about $11 million. $2 million of that is statutory mandated retirement costs. $2.8 million of that is health care. $3.4 million is credit card fees or bank charges. And $2 million is that equipment, office rental or equipment maintenance. And finally, 1.4 is utilities. All the others are either very small increases or decreases in terms of the major accounts. And, you know, today's one of the rare days I have a prop. You do have, I think, about a 200-page document that details, that provides the details behind all of these major accounts that you can peruse over the next week or so. With respect to headcount, we're going to keep headcount flat. even though we're opening this this new roadway, there will be some kind of reallocation of headcount from other departments to help for maintenance on the roadway. About 14 or 15 positions, I believe, increase in engineering's budget in order to provide for maintenance on that new section of the tollway system. With respect to our debt, we do have $5.4 billion of debt outstanding. We expect to issue $400 million additional debt between now and the end of the year. We have $600 million in debt that we'll issue in 2016. All of that is needed to help fund that that big capital program we have in Louisville, Illinois. Debt service costs $399 million. Most of that interest expense, about $298 million, but we will repay about $109 million of principal in 2016, with the actual payment date on the January 1st of 2017. Debt service coverage will remain at, will be about 2.5 times in 2016. That essentially means that the revenue that we have available to pay debt service will be 2.5 times the debt service obligation. That's important because our credit rating is to a large degree is premised on maintaining a coverage ratio of at least 2 times. And we have more debt to issue, so we do expect that coverage ratio to drop over time, but remain above that kind of target 2 times coverage level. With that, I'll turn it over to Kathy, and she'll go through some of the capital elements.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this year, as part of our capital program, the tollway will invest $1.4 billion to repair and rebuild our roadways, bridges, and interchanges, as well as other capital projects that support the ongoing operations of the tollway. This slide, I'll highlight some of the key capital projects for 2016. For the Jane Addams, approximately $577 million will be spent for reconstruction and widening of the outside lanes on the eastern segment, as well as rebuilding the inside lanes. There's ongoing reconstruction, as well as several crossroad bridges, interchanges, and ramps. For 2016 on the Elgin O'Hare, $384 million will be spent. Construction will continue on the new I-290 interchange, as well as several other interchange improvements. And then final design of and construction of the extension of Illinois Route 390 to the east. For the system-wide budget, this reflects a significant investment in technology, as well as maintaining the integrity of the system. This includes $190 million. The budget for system-wide is $190 million and includes $16 million for bridge, pavement, and interchange improvements, $74 million for technology improvements related to toll collection and IT projects. The budget for the Reagan Memorial is $105 million, and this will complete resurfacing and bridge repairs between U.S. Route 52 to U.S. Route 30. Lastly, on the Tri-State Tollway, $68 million is budgeted for master plan development, construction from 95th to Balmoral, as well as design services for the reconstruction of the Mile-Long Bridge over the Des Plaines River and BNSF Railroad Bridge over I-294. So in summary, this slide summarizes the capital program in total for both Move Illinois and CRP. Our current budget for the capital program, you can see, is $1.6 billion. We expect to spend this year $1.5 billion. Our estimated expenditures for 2015 is $1.5 billion. And our total budget request for 2016, as I mentioned, $1.4 billion. This is pretty much in line with what we're expecting to spend in 2015, a slight decrease of about $95 million. As you can see, the $953 million will go toward existing system needs, such as those projects I mentioned on the Dane Adams, the Reagan and system-wide improvements, and then $391 will go towards system expansion, the Elgin O'Hare, being $384 million of that. You should note that our budget includes four desired outcomes that are outlined in the Governor's Office of Management and Budgeting for Results. So as each department prepares both their operating and capital budgets, they align their goals and objectives with these following desired outcomes, which is increased employment and attract, retain, and grow businesses, improve infrastructure and create safer communities, support the basic functions of government, and strengthen cultural and environmental vitality. And this is what the departments use to align their goals and objectives as they prepare their budgets for both the operating and capital. So I'll turn it over to Mike to summarize.
So with respect to the budget, it is consistent with our long-term financial plan. It accommodates the fifth year of Move Illinois, as Kathy mentioned, more than about $1.4 billion. Revenues will increase, are estimated to increase 6.8%. Operating costs will be held to a 3.6% growth, which is slightly below our long-range operating cost projection that we included in our Move Illinois financing plan. And we will be issuing about $600 million in bonds to provide funding, which will supplement our current revenues to fund that $1.4 billion capital investment next year. With that, there are any questions or comments? I'd be happy to take
the questions now, or should we take the questions with the motion? What does the committee prefer? Questions after that first? Okay.
Thoughts? On the group health insurance, when it gets budgeted out of the finance department?
It does, yeah.
And it's showing at a $2.8 million increase in group. But on the state police, it's staying the same for their group. But yet, in 2014, it was $3.8 million, and in 2015, we budgeted $3.5 million for the insurance for the state police. Why is there no increase in that group insurance?
I think it could be, and I don't know specifically the details on this. I expect that we budgeted more personnel than we actually have on board this year, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a cadet class next year, so we're not anticipating that the headcount will increase for state police next year, and therefore I think it's reflecting maybe our experience so far this year. The largest part of the increase in healthcare really relates to the contract we have to provide healthcare to the Teamsters Fund. It's part of the kind of contract negotiations last year that allowed for us to hold their wages and salaries constant over the next couple of years. There was a significant increase in the contribution we made this year that's annualized next year. So that's a large part of the reason for that $2.8 million increase.
And one of the things I also see is that we are looking to reduce the diversity budget by $145,000. And
okay.
I believe as we're trying to increase the participation of MBE, and I could see like we have spent more advertising that was budgeted in 2015. It seems like we're reducing the advertising. We really haven't ever met the salaries that we budgeted for in 2015 when it comes to that department. And I don't believe at this time, as we're trying to increase minority participation with all this that is going on at the tollway, is the time to start reducing that budget. In fact, it should be increasing,
yeah.
And that is my opinion.
Yeah,
The chair has created a new committee that's Director Brooks is going to chair, and I think as that committee gets active and they start looking at new resources to bring participation up, I believe we would want to budget higher amounts rather than start reducing that budget by that $146,000 that I see right now.
If I could comment, the reduction is due to the completion of a disparity study. The disparity study, I believe, was about $250,000. So,
we have a $75,000 reduction in salaries. I don't believe that was out of the disparity study. I believe that we're still not hiring enough people in that department to do the outreach that we need to increase participation. The $100,000 decrease versus actual versus budget is not in a study. It's on salaries and FICA.
I want to go on the record that I agree with Director Gonzalez. That should not be.
Is the record result being heard? Good. Thank you both. Other questions or comments? I appreciate the thorough work. It's real good to see this type of a budget where we really can kind of drill down on the actual expenses, and I do appreciate the hard work that Tollway including Mike does to put this together. So thank you.
Mike, you already said, but I have one question. The Tollway hasn't made a decision, and our group hasn't made a decision yet, in regards to an EIS for the potential 53 project. But where would the money come from within the budget proposed? Or would that be an amendment that we would make later if an EIS were hypothetically to be approved?
There was money included in the Move Illinois program for planning studies for emerging projects, and we have a line in this year, as you can see, at the on system expansion here, which has about $5.8 million set aside for planning studies for emerging projects. So that is one area the board decided to move forward where we would go to.
Okay. So that process, though, might be, that might be initial money to look at, and then if the board were to move in the future towards that, we would have to.
We would have to.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any other questions? Okay. Should we move into the? Shauna, do you want to talk about the toll revenue management maintenance program at this point?
I can.
Yeah. Okay,
great. Mr. Chairman, I asked Shauna to provide some background on the business systems item that we're going to be bringing to you later this morning. Since open road tolling began in 2005, the tollway has worked with a single electronic tolling provider for all of our technologies and equipment in the lanes to the back office under the toll revenue management and maintenance program. Now, as we are preparing for the tollway's new customer service and back office system to go live in 2016, I know you've all heard us talk a lot about our new back office system. We are in the process of finalizing a new RFP to post late this year for a new technology provider for electronic tolling. So we are going to put this out for an RFP later this year. This is the result of the tollway board's decision to break up the large toll revenue management and maintenance program contract into smaller parts to encourage more competition, increased service and performance. We're making great strides in improving electronic tolling options and customer service, but we need to continue this contract with ETCC until these important things are in place to ensure a seamless transition. This is really critical from a revenue standpoint. We can't afford a lapse in revenue, and that's why this will be being brought to you later this morning. Sean is going to give us a little more detail. Sean.
Thank you. Good morning. Along with the great privilege of providing some of the better electronic tolling services in the world, and I can say this because over my time here, I've learned a lot about how electronic tolling works elsewhere, and we do a really good job. We move our cars through very quickly, we capture our transactions really accurately, and we keep our revenue very steady year to year, which is not necessarily easy to do when you have the weather conditions that we contend with in Northern Illinois and the like. With this great privilege of providing this electronic tolling comes what I feel is a little bit of a burden of operating in an environment that is very immature, a technical environment that has only existed for about 10 years. Open road tolling went live here in 2005. It was only live in Dallas before that, a little earlier. And we remain one of the largest open road tolling electronic organizations in the world. So we have been working all these years with one of the very few firms that does this type of work, who currently provides us all of our technology for every part of electronic tolling, all the way from the lane to the back office. Now, from a philosophical perspective, we are very committed to making sure that we move away from these big monolithic contracts. And we were very pleased to do that many years ago when we actually broke up the way we did customer service. We had four major components of customer service together. We broke apart that contract. It took us 2 years. They're all state use contracts now. It's been very successful. But a lot of people do customer service. A lot of organizations can provide this. Not so in the world of open road tolling and electronic tolling. So I wanted to first to remind everybody that kind of what the lane technology involves. I think we all zip through these kind of big tables, these gantries, on a regular basis, and we pay our tolls using our iPads. But there is, as you can see, a lot of technology involved. The antennas, the cameras, and a lot of the roadside, the readers, all of these kind of gray boxes here are basically databases that are capturing and filtering data. And then the squares in the pavement, that's technology in the pavement to count how many axles are on your car so that we know, or your vehicle, so that we know which toll to charge you. I mean, this is pretty cutting edge. This was developed not that long ago. And we're doing that in milliseconds, over and over again. There, again, not that many organizations do it. So today, just from a technology perspective, you don't need to read every box to understand. I'm going to explain it really quickly. This is the lane technology that we just saw, this box. And in this box is all the back office technology that we deal with. This is where your iPad accounts are. This is where we deal with violations. This is where this reciprocity piece is where we deal with the EasyPass organizations, and we try desperately not to send a violation, because if you're an EasyPass customer, what we have been very successful at doing so far, and we're going to bring this live in 2016, is moving to a back office that, for the first time, breaks apart this giant contract and moves all of this back office piece to another organization. We're working with Accenture. We're using a tier one software called SAP. And it's, you know, the more that we test it, we're in testing now, and we're testing it every way to Sunday, because you do not take something live to the public with millisecond transactions until you know that it's going to work. But I think it's going to be a very big leap forward for this organization. But that does leave us continuing to try our very best to figure out how to move forward with all the lane technology, and to do so in a way that obviously leverages competition and innovation, but that also keeps us safe in terms of revenue and customer service. And when I say customer service, I mean like the capture of the transaction at the lane. So these few pages, and I know you have them on your computers in front of you, really just talk about kind of what are the components of the back office. I spoke to those already. What are the lane components? I spoke to those already. The items with the big heavy line indicate what's moving to the Accenture system that we're working on. And then the lighter line is there to indicate the things that we think we will be able to pull away from the more monolithic contract in the future. And what we really want to do more than anything, though, is avoid a situation where we end up with a new provider and we end up having to tear technology out of the pavement to make it fit a new technical provider's kind of configuration. And I have talked to other tollways. Some of them, many of the toll roads out there are actually quite small. They're one bridge or, you know, one roadway. They have maybe four plazas at most. And they'll always say to you, oh, yeah, it's easy. You just put out an RFP and then, you know, yeah, you pull up the pavement. But that's, you know, it takes just a few weeks, especially if they're in the southern U.S. and there's no weather constraint on construction. I guess you can do that, but we're in a unique situation. So what we're bringing to you today is a sole source, and it's a sole source in the true sense of the word. It is
We're bringing to you what we believe is the only provider, the sole provider of something that's going to keep us safe while we continue to carefully pull apart different pieces of this electronic tolling technical world so that we can continue to deliver really good services to drivers in Northern Illinois, but that also protects our revenue. What I kind of wrote here at the top was restructuring a plane in flight. One thing I haven't really mentioned, but that is a big component of this, is that we're flying really fast because of Move Illinois. A huge component of the work that is done at these lanes is actually building new lanes or restructuring lanes when they need to be reconfigured, repaved, whatever it might be. So when you have a giant capital program focused on the roads, new plazas, things like that, you're stuck in a position of making sure that you have a team on board that you know you can count on to put that technology in really quickly, get it up and running, and continue to capture the transactions we've promised our bondholders we can capture. This is the history of the contract from a financial perspective. To date, the dollar limit is $161 million. It's very high, but again, it's kind of lane to back office. In terms of our capital spend, I will say that it's a small percentage of our overall agency capital spend. And I will say a huge portion of this is actual equipment. You know, the cameras, the loops of the pavement, the servers, things like that. We had a 5-year contract, and then we had 5 renewals. We've exercised each of these 5 renewals. We're currently on a 6-month sole source, and we had thought we might be able to post the RFP at the end of the summer and bring to you a smaller sole source if that's what it came to, but we weren't able to do that because this RFP is exceedingly complex, and we're trying to create it in a way that really does bring competition, but again, protects the way that we operate so that we're not ripping up pavement. We're getting there, though. We will post it this year. The 1-year sole source we're proposing is the $25 million. A huge portion of that has to do with the I-90 and Elgin O'Hare construction. We do pay this organization to migrate our data from our current systems to our new system. And they'll help us put up all of our new cameras. They're helping us put up all our new antennas right now and our readers. And that's what I'm bringing to you today. I know that it's not preferable to have these sole sources, but in the world of technology, you do end up in positions like this that are not quite like building a house or a building where a number of organizations provide services who jump in and work on that house or building. This is, technology changes every few months. If in a niche world like this, there are only a handful of providers, and a lot of it's proprietary. I don't know if there are any questions.
I do have one. Excuse me, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize if this should have been if this was a question for Mike, but does this system reflect the I believe the 11.3 increase in the business systems budget, or is that something Mr. Donato's world, or is this what this project?
The 11.3 is the M&O, correct?
Right.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that Mike and I are on the same page. And then, but it is budgeted for in the capital. Even it's budgeted for in the capital plan because even if it's not this provider, it's some provider doing the work. Somebody has to do it. We're just trying to take this slow and steady because every time we hit a an issue with making sure that the next contract is going to get us what we need, it elongates how much longer we have to work with this organization. But it's all budget. It's all budget. This is not above and beyond.
Other questions?
Thank you for listening. I know that some of this stuff isn't super exciting to talk through the niche technology, but I appreciate it.
Thanks for the overview.
Thank you.
Why don't we go into item six then? Under finance, we have one item for consideration today in the fiscal year 2016 tentative budget that Mike presented just moments ago to the committee. May I have a motion to approve the 2016 tentative budget?
So moved.
Motion by Director Dotson. Is there a second?
Second.
By Director Brooks.
So the motion is to have this committee advance it,
To the full board
with recommendation.
Yep.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Are there any questions or comments, further discussion?
By understanding, though, that it's just a tentative, it is subject to change after the board has discussion and the town all meetings.
It is tentative. The final action on the budget would not be until December.
Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, we'll move the motion passes to the 2016 tentative budget. Has been approved for placement on our October board meeting agenda with FAO committee's recommendation for approval. Let's move on to agenda item seven, business systems. And under business systems, we just heard a report from Shauna to award the TRMPP contract that was the subject of Shauna's discussion presentation to the committee this morning. So, may I have a motion to approve placement on the business systems agenda one of the full board agenda with the committee